Hello, Audio Boom. We're in South Kensington. It's a sunny Saturday evening. We're in a restaurant called...
Oh, I forgot. But I will find it while you jabber. I'll find the name.
It's a crepe restaurant.
So you pronounce it?
I thought you were trying to clear your throat.
No.
No? Okay, crepe restaurant. So, I had a decaf cappuccino.
And I had a black Americano.
A glass of water.
Thank you very
much. And I had a Belgium chocolate, hashtag dark, with whipped cream, strawberries, and flaked almonds.
And I had toffee with banana and flaked almonds, which was totally yummy.
Yeah, it's very, very good. I mean, we've been to one of these restaurants before. Well, not this branch, but a crepe place before. And it was, to say the least, average. It was. So I'm not going to say I was, you know, kicking and screaming, but I was a bit reticent at first to come here.
But the choice was this. We've just been to the Natural History Museum, not for a long day, but just for a bit of it. And we came out and everything was shutting, and the man said it'd be really busy on the tube. And I said, you know what? Let's have a pancake and then go on the tube when it's not so busy. So when confronted with a busy tube or pancakes, you said, yeah, all right, perhaps we'll try the pancakes, didn't you?
Yeah.
And the same guy,
I'm listening to the Nutella thing. Sorry. It's very good. It's lovely, actually. It's a good portion. You know, it's very sweet anyway, so I don't need much, but it's a good portion. Certainly compared to the other place.
Well, in the other place we went to, they didn't give you enough stuff in the pancake.
Not enough filling.
Whereas this place, they gave you lots of generous amount.
And I would say it's better quality produce as well.
I think that, I agree.
So it's really good. And I would give it a good 9. I thought it was a rattlesnake.
Well, no, because we're not in the Natural History Museum anymore. We thought about having savoury pancakes until we found out they were £9.
Well, you can get a plain one for £4.99.
What? Plain savoury one?
Yeah, the special ones were £9.99, but you can make your own.
Yeah, but you still pay more because you pay per extra thing you had.
Yeah, that's true. So, I what we're going to do afterwards. The night's still a pup, so we might go home, we might go for a walk, we might go for a wander. We need to eat at some point.
We do, yes, we do.
Because I've only eaten, well, like you, not much all day. So, yeah, anyway. Yeah, it was. I mean, I used to go there as a child a lot. I've been there about half a dozen times, and I have very fond memories. But returning, I was surprised by the amount of things you can't look at, you can't actually touch. So the people, though, were very, very good, very, very helpful. Can't fault the staff at all.
No, they were lovely.
But there just wasn't much for us to see.
There wasn't the investigating bit.
A few bits.
Dolls and stuff.
So I'm going to, you know, talk to them properly and see if we can work out something, because museums and archaeology, anthropology is one of my things. I did some stuff with Manchester Museum. I wrote a monologue for a dinosaur. So I'm kind of passionate about access to museums. So I got an email address and a contact, so whatever word, but no, the staff are lovely. Can't fault the staff. It's just frustrating, because I know there's so many amazing things, but so much of it you can't look at, which is strange, because most of the things on display bone wise are casts, they're not the real bones, they're in the cellar. So we saw a turtle and fox and
a
hedgehog.
One.
Yeah,
they were real.
Taxidermied.
The mole. That's really soft. It's cute.
It was. But unfortunately, the touchy stuff is more aimed at school children. Saw some, you know, casts of skulls. So what we saw was interesting, but. The good thing is, when I went to Manchester Museum, they opened stuff for me, just for me, because I was special. But so I'm going to get in touch and have a conversation and open a dialogue up and see if we can do more to open it up more, because 80% of their stuff's in the cellars. So they, it's sad though, because as a child I used to love the museum.
But you can see lots of
I could see, yeah. But no, it's still a good thing to do.
If you've gone... If today has been like it was when you were a child, how much could we have touched?
More.
Oh, really?
You could see more. There's an exhibition, a permanent exhibition for blind people, and I remember touching lots of taxidermy animals then.
Okay.
Lots. There's a whole room dedicated to it. Not necessarily just for school kids, but blind people.
Okay.
So it's a slightly different ethos.
Mm.
Including dolphins and things, which is really cool.
But that was when you were a boy.
It was,
what? You were a boy.
I was thinking what we could look at.
Yeah.
Week,
so we're aiming to go to the Science Museum in a week or two.
Well, it depends. Rather say
oh, quite.
Yucky.
But we're going to try to go out to these different places in general, though, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because we've got Time Out, which is a really good app, and it tells us about all these things around London.
It does.
So there we go. Hope everyone's okay, and I'm going to sign off.
Having a nice weekend.
Yep.
One of your best is to go.
Right.
Just the song.
I was nearly tempted to buy a.
So you can see it in life.
A massive Stegosaurus, which is really cute, but I didn't.
It was really cuddly, but it was also
50 quid, yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
I nearly bought a cuddly woolly mammoth. Because I love a woolly mammoth.
Woolly.
Oh. But I didn't buy it. Well, I was tempted.
How much was that?
Yeah, I think so. I should have done. Never mind.
Elephant as well. I like elephants.
Do you?
I do.
African or Indian?
I don't know.
Loxodonta africana or Elephas maximus?
I've no idea, but I just like the idea of the trunk.
You're phallic. Anyway, good night.
Good night. Bye.